I'm glad that you've chosen to listen to our messages from the Presbyterian Church of Barnet. I'm Howard Gaston, the pastor, and I believe that God's Spirit will speak to you during this time.
The apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple of the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Amen. So I use the scripture today because in one sense, it kind of gives us a sense of mission and ministry about what the church is about. Built on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, fellow citizens of God's people, of God's household. In him, the whole building is joined together and becomes a holy temple of the Lord. And so in this scripture, and what we're going to be looking at is what we are supposed to be doing. A minister who's part of the Presbyterian denomination, Joseph Small, he writes a lot of articles and books. He said that most mission statements of churches are no different than the grocery store's mission statement. And that we are different. And that we are called to be different, called to be doing different things. And so we're going to be looking at how we are being called to do that. I've given you those things that we do. All the things we do are great. All the things and all the people that represents are wonderful in doing that. And we wouldn't be the church we are without the things that we do. And I've asked you to put those on the essential and non-essential board. The non-essential is on this side. Essential is on that side. It's the green. Essential is the green poster. So on that board, I want you to put those essentials. And I'm going to give you, for me, the criteria of what is essential and what's non-essential. You know, don't go up there and say, well, I really like the European coffee hour, so I think it's essential. Well, okay, yeah, I like it too. Especially if Ghana makes the baklavas and I get a couple pieces of that. But what is really the nature of our church? What is God building together as a temple of God for us here and for Jesus Christ? So one of the things that the Presbyterian Church has done over the history of our church, back in 1910, the North American Presbyterian Church, which met in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, came up with six items called the ends of the church, meaning the purpose, the reason for the church. And somebody recently, if you put that up there, John, made up some banners. There's six of them, and I'm going to kind of walk through those. There's these first three that we'll talk about first. And we're just going to glance at these, because next week we'll look more at the first end, and then we'll just keep going on throughout the week. But the first banner there with the cross, the dove, and the Bible is representative of our first end of the church, which is called the proclamation of the gospel for salvation of humankind. This is about our faith. This is about the good news of Jesus Christ. This is about what Christ called us to do, to go out into the world sharing Christ, talking about Christ as the apostles did. So we have the open Bible. The dove, obviously, is the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, none of our talking, none of our quote-unquote evangelism will have any effect. And, of course, the cross is what we talk about. And so our first end of the church is what we would call evangelism, or the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The second one is the shelter, nurture, and spiritual fellowship of the children of God. And that, of course, is represented by the multicolor hands and, again, by the dove. And, again, that idea is that, you know, we are a fellowship of believers, all coming from a very different background, all coming from different perspectives in our relationship with Christ, in our perspective about our relationship with Christ. And we're called to nurture and shelter our brothers and sisters in Christ. And this has an internal focus. It's about us inside these walls. It's about us who worship together, and that the church is called to care for each other in a special way that's different maybe than those that are not part of our church that we still need to care about. The next one is the next one that has the chalice and the hands raised up, and of course the dove again, and behind it would be the bread. Is I love the way they said this. Of course, this is 1910, the maintenance of divine worship. It sounds like you're tinkering with it with a wrench or something. But the idea behind it is that for Presbyterians in particular, this time of worship is central. This time of coming together as a body of believers, singing, praying, but also for Presbyterians, having a message from the Word is central to what we are called to be. And included in it, of course, is communion that we celebrate or are going to celebrate here today as part of World Communion Sunday, as other Christians around the world are doing the same thing. So we have the maintenance or continuing on lifting up divine worship, worshiping of God. Then the next one, if you turn to the next one, there we go, is the preservation of truth. Now, I have no idea what that symbol represents, so I'll have to read a little bit up on that banner about that. But it is the idea that we have this truth that is Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the light. And we are called to share that. We're called to continue to hold that up. And all of us, we look at our culture today and think things are falling apart. Everything's terrible. Well, every single generation who has ever followed Christ has said the same thing. I remember one of my friends in a previous church found a schoolmaster's book, grade book, in her attic in their old farmhouse. And it was interesting because they couldn't keep a schoolmaster every year. They had new ones, but it was the grade book for the school of Clintonville. And in 1885, the schoolmaster that year wrote, "If these parents don't keep these kids off the corners of that corner in Clintonville, they're going to amount to nothing." It is the exact same corner that the kids, when I was there, hung out. For over 100 years, teenagers have hung out at the corner in Clintonville. It's not something new. But yet, we are called as a church that, with the changing tide, to still present the truth that is found in our gospel. Then the next banner with the waterfalls and coming down is the promotion of social righteousness. And this is part of what we're called. We're not just called to preach. We're not just called to ask people if they believe in Jesus, but we're called to care for others outside this building, to care for the issues that are going on in our world and our culture. And how would God call us to stand up for that? And the waterfalls that there's a, I think one of the prophets, I can't remember exactly what scripture it is, about the justice of falling water, the water falling down and justice falling down like a waterfall. And that idea that, we're called to care for those who are weaker, who need help, and to love those people. And finally, the last end of the church is an exhibition of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we've talked about this in different ways, but we as Presbyterians, we as Christians believe that there is this dual effect of the kingdom of God, that God's kingdom has been established now and will be in the future. And that we are living in the midst of God's kingdom. And we are, particularly us as Christians, are called to live as though the kingdom of God has already happened, is already here, to be kingdom people and live in such a kingdom that way as subjects to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we live differently. We don't get all wrapped up about all the things that everybody else is getting all wrapped up about, because we live as part of a new kingdom. And so, again, I don't understand that banner real well either, but has that idea of, I think, the symbolicness of the kingdom of God on earth. Now, one of the things that when you present something like this, all six of the ends of the church, some of you are like, okay, I do that, I don't do that, I've done that, it can get overwhelming. Are we supposed to do all of these all the time? I have a little issue, even as an adult. When I go to an amusement park, I just kind of have this nervous breakdown because I want to ride all the rides now. And I remember this distinctly when I was a kid. I mean, I just was beside myself because I wanted to ride everything that was in the park now. I wanted to do it all now. And even as a pastor, when I look at this list, sometimes I feel like, we need to do all of this now. And don't get overwhelmed by it, but we need to begin to look at how do we do these things. These, for me, at least as a pastor, are those essential things we need to be doing. And real quick, proclamation of the gospel, sheltering, nurture, and spiritual fellowship of the children of God, maintenance of divine worship, preservation of the truth, promotion of social righteousness, the expedition of the kingdom of heaven to the world. Those are our essentials. Those are what we are about. And sometimes we get muddled and get involved in all sorts of other things that may not be the essentials, may not be what we're called to be and do about, and we kind of diverse our energies and forget our purpose. Kind of sum all this up today for us is there's an old story about a guy who is traveling through a town, and there was obviously this major construction going on, medieval time. And he saw these stone cutters working on stones and just was curious what was going on. And so he went up to the first stone cutter and he asked them about what he was doing. He said, "What are you doing?" And the stone cutter kind of looked at him and grumbled, "I'm cutting stones." So the guy, okay, moves on to the next stone cutter and says, "You know, what are you guys doing?" He says, "I don't know about the rest of them, but all I'm doing is trying to get this job done so I can go back home to my family and bring the money back." So the guy's, all right, goes to the third one and says, "You know, what are you about? What are you doing here?" And the third stone cutter looked up to the sky and says, "I'm building a cathedral. I'm building a house for God." And I think for all of us, when people ask us, you know, what are you do here? What are you doing here? Some of us says, we get together and we sing some songs. Oh, we get together and we have dinners, or we get together and we do fundraisers, or we get together and have youth group, or we get together. Yeah, sure. But what is it that we are called to be about? What do we do in this place that we can share with those outside this place today? We come, and one of the most important things I think we do is we share the bread and the cup of Jesus Christ, who reminds us that he is our Savior, that he died for us, rose again for us, and lives for us today. That's the cornerstone that all of this is built on. So as you look at your card, think about it. Think about whether it is part of those six essentials that I talked about. If it isn't, that's okay. It's still fun to do. It's still good that we do those things. And during the last hymn, we will be putting those up on the board. Let's pray. God, we thank you that our church for years have looked at the whole holistic picture of what it means to be a Christian in this world, what it means to be built together as the temple of God. What does it mean for us to live out the gospel message and live in this kingdom? Guide us, Lord, as a church, as we reflect on that in the coming weeks, as we talk about it in our own circles, but also as we pray about it. We thank you for every single person here who has helped out and who has served this church in so many ways, but continue to guide us with your Holy Spirit to serve you with vitality and purpose. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. So, our communion hymn is "Loaves Are Broken, Words Are Spoken." There's four verses for us to sing, and they'll be up on the screen for us. So let's sing "Loaves Were Broken."
gracious God, we come before you now to celebrate the Lord's Supper, to take this bread and these cups, and to remind ourselves of your broken body and your blood shed for us on that cross. That this simple meal calls us now to go out and to live for you, to be your people. We dedicate these simple things to give to us so that we may be your people in this world. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. The scripture tells us Christ was with his disciples. He blessed the bread, and then he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Children of God, the blood of Christ, the new covenant, the remission of all our sins, let us drink it together. Almighty and gracious God, we give you thanks and we celebrate this day with you and with other Christians around the world as they celebrate communion as well, as we remember your willingness to go to the cross for us, as you bled for us, as you've given us new life and an eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We give you thanks. Amen.
Well, I hope these messages have been a blessing to you for your life. And if you need any more assistance, be sure to contact the Presbyterian Church of Barnet in Vermont. Thank you.